10th of August, St. Lawrence. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord is King of Martyrs. Come, let us adore him. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massah in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord is King of Martyrs. Come, let us adore him. The martyrs, living now with Christ, in suffering were tried, their anguish overcome by love, when on his cross they died. Across the centuries they come, in constancy unmoved, their loving hearts make no complaint, in silence they are proved. No man has ever measured love, or weighed it in his hand, but God, who knows the inmost heart, gives them the promised land. Praise Father, Son, and Spirit blessed, who guide us through the night, in ways that reach beyond the stars, to everlasting light. You will be hated by all for my name's sake, but he who endures to the end will be saved. Psalm 2. Why this tumult among the nations, among the peoples this useless murmuring? They arise, the kings of the earth, princes plot against the Lord and his anointed. Come, let us break their fetters, come, let us cast off their yoke. He who sits in the heavens laughs, the Lord is laughing them to scorn. Then he will speak in his anger, his rage will strike them with terror. It is I who have set up my king on Sion, my holy mountain. I will announce the decree of the Lord. The Lord said to me, "You are my son, it is I who have begotten you this day. Ask, and I shall bequeath you the nations, put the ends of the earth in your possession. With a rod of iron you will break them, shatter them like a potter's jar. Now, O kings, understand, take warning, rulers of the earth, serve the Lord with awe and trembling, pay him your homage, lest he be angry and you perish, for suddenly his anger will blaze. Blessed are they who put their trust in God." Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. You will be hated by all for my name's sake, but he who endures to the end will be saved. The sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed in us. Psalm 10. In the Lord I have taken my refuge. How can you say to my soul, "Fly like a bird to its mountain"? See the wicked bracing their bows, they are fixing their arrows on the string to shoot upright men in the dark. Foundations once destroyed, what can the just do? The Lord is in his holy temple, the Lord whose throne is in heaven. His eyes look down on the world, his gaze tests mortal men. The Lord tests the just and the wicked, the lover of violence he hates. He sends fire and brimstone on the wicked, he sends a scorching wind as their lot. The Lord is just and loves justice, the upright shall see his face. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed in us. The Lord tried his chosen ones like gold in a furnace. He accepted them as a holy offering, thoroughly consumed by fire. Psalm 16. Lord, hear a cause that is just, pay heed to my cry. Turn your ear to my prayer, no deceit is on my lips. From you may judgment come forth, your eyes discern the truth. You search my heart, you visit me by night. You test me, and you find in me no wrong. My words are not sinful, as are men's words. I kept from violence because of your word. I kept my feet firmly in your paths. There was no faltering in my steps. I am here, and I call. You will hear me, O God. Turn your ear to me, hear my words. Display your great love, you whose right hand saves your friends from those who rebel against them. Guard me as the apple of your eye, hide me in the shadow of your wings from the violent attack of the wicked. My foes encircle me with deadly intent, their hearts tight shut, their mouths speak proudly, they advance against me, and now they surround me. Their eyes are watching to strike me to the ground, as though they were lions ready to claw, or like some young lion crouching in hiding. Lord, arise, confront them, strike them down. Let your sword rescue my soul from the wicked. Let your hand, O Lord, rescue me from men whose reward is in this present life. You give them their fill of your treasures. They rejoice in abundance of offering and leave their wealth to their children. As for me, in my justice, I shall see your face and be filled when I awake with the sight of your glory. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord tried his chosen ones like gold in a furnace. He accepted them as a holy offering, thoroughly consumed by fire. Anguish and distress have taken hold of me, yet will I delight in your commands. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 6. As the members of the disciples kept growing, there was a quarrel between the Greek-speaking Jews and the native Jews. The Greek-speaking Jews said that their widows were being neglected in the daily distribution of funds, so the 12 apostles called the whole group of disciples together and said, "It is not right for us to neglect the preaching of God's word in order to handle finances. So then, brothers, choose 7 men among you who are known to be full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom, and we will put them in charge of this matter. We ourselves, then, will give our full time to prayers and the work of preaching." The whole group was pleased with the apostles' proposal, so they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and the Holy Spirit, and Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicolaus, a Gentile from Antioch who had been converted to Judaism. The group presented them to the apostles, who prayed and placed their hands on them. That very day, the church in Jerusalem began to suffer cruel persecution. All the believers, except the apostles, were scattered throughout the provinces of Judea and Samaria. The believers who were scattered went everywhere preaching the message. Philip went to the city of Samaria and preached the Messiah to the people there. The crowds paid close attention to what Philip said. They all listened to him and saw the miracles that he performed. Evil spirits came out with a loud cry from many people. Many paralyzed and lame people were also healed. So there was great joy in Samaria. Responsory from Matthew 10. "Whoever declares publicly that he belongs to me, says the Lord, I will do the same for him before my Father in heaven. Whoever wants to serve me must follow me, so that my servant will be with me where I am. I will do the same for him before my Father in heaven." A reading from the Sermons of St. Augustine. On this day, Blessed Lawrence earned his triumph when he trod underfoot the noisy world and rejected its blandishments, thereby defeating the devil who sought his soul. Accordingly, the Church of Rome commends this day to our observance. Lawrence carried out the office of deacon in the church, as you know. In that office he administered Christ's sacred blood to the faithful, and for Christ's sake he shed his own blood. The blessed Apostle John clearly expounded the mystery of the Lord's Supper when he said, "Just as Christ laid down his life for us, so should we lay down our lives for our brothers." St. Lawrence understood this and acted accordingly. His self-sacrifice was similar in kind to that which he received at the altar. He loved Christ in his life and imitated him in death. Brethren, let us imitate Lawrence if we truly love Christ. We cannot show a better proof of our love than by imitating him. Christ suffered for us, leaving us an example that we might follow in his footsteps. It is clear from these words that the Apostle Peter understood that, since Christ suffered on behalf of those who follow his footsteps, his passion is of no avail to those who do not imitate him. The holy martyrs imitated him, even to the point of shedding their blood in emulation of his passion. But it was not only the martyrs who imitated him. When they passed into eternity, the bridge was not broken down, nor did the fountain dry up after they drank from it. Indeed, the garden of the Lord contains not only the roses of martyrdom, but also the lilies of virginity, the ivy of marriage, and the violets of widowhood. So no one, my dear brethren, need despair of his vocation. Christ suffered for all. Truly it was written, "He wills all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth." Therefore, we must try to understand how the Christian ought to imitate Christ other than by shedding his blood or enduring martyrdom. The Apostle Paul says of our Lord Jesus Christ, "His state was divine, yet he did not cling to his equality with God." What majesty was his? Paul adds, "He emptied himself to assume the condition of a slave and became as men are." What humility he showed! Christ humbled himself. The Christian has his example to imitate. Christ became obedient. Why then should a Christian be proud? It was after enduring this humility and defeating death that Christ ascended into heaven. Let us follow him. Let us heed the Apostle's words, "Since you have been brought back to true life with Christ, you must look for the things that are in heaven, where Christ is, sitting at God's right hand." Responsory from Psalm 17. Blessed Lawrence cried out, "I worship my God and serve him alone, and I am not afraid of torture. My God is the rock where I take refuge, and I am not afraid of torture." Te Deum. We praise you, O God, we acclaim you as the Lord. Everlasting Father, all the world bows down before you. All the angels sing your praise, the hosts of angels and all the angelic powers. All the cherubim and seraphim call out to you in unending song, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of angel hosts." The heavens and the earth are filled with your majesty and glory, the glorious band of apostles, the noble company of prophets, the white-robed army who shed their blood for Christ all sing your praise. And to the ends of the earth, your holy church proclaims her faith in you. Father, whose majesty is boundless, your true and only Son who is to be adored, the Holy Spirit sent to be our advocate. You, Christ, are the King of glory, Son of the Eternal Father. When you took our nature to save mankind, you did not shrink from birth in the Virgin's womb. You overcame the power of death, opening the Father's kingdom to all who believe in you. Enthroned at God's right hand in the glory of the Father, you will come in judgment according to your promise. You redeemed your people by your precious blood. Come, we implore you, to our aid. grant us with the saints a place in eternal glory. Let us pray. Lord God, you inspired St. Lawrence with so ardent a love that his life was renowned for the service of your people and his death for the splendour of his martyrdom. Help us to love as he loved and to live as he showed us. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.